Verna Hart's most recognizable works are of musicians. She loved jazz and blues, says her friend Linda Sutton.
UB Blake, she named her kids after artists, and UB Blake and...
Sutton is an art consultant and longtime friend of Verna Hart. They collaborated on projects. Linda helped Verna sell her work.
She painted almost everybody. I mean, you didn't get to see them all, but she loved jazz. If you went to her house, that's what you heard, jazz. While she was just cleaning or funning or whatever we were doing, it was primarily jazz.
Sutton says while Verna Hart's work mostly embodied her favorite music, she had artistic diversity.
The International Arts Festival on the island of Anguilla, where Verna won the grand prize, which was $10,000. Okay, it's not jazz. That's the difference. The contest was to paint an island scene, something that they sat and painted while they were there, and then came back to the States to finish it and send it back for the judging. It was a fisherman cleaning fish on the side of the beach, and Verna captured it. And her piece of work that won is now a postage stamp on the island.
Verna had many sides.
Jennifer Stewart is a curator with the Dorsey Art Gallery in Brooklyn.
We've had several shows here. As a matter of fact, the last show that she had, which was last October, was a women's show, and Verna was in that show. And she came with her children, and she had this entire wall. And she was expanding the work into, she was doing a lot of nudes. And I think about half the show were nudes, and the other were the musicians. She's got such a vast amount of work. A lot of it is musically inclined, and it's not just the musicians. And I think she will be known as a person who loved her culture. She loved the African American culture. And when you think of us as a people, what do you think of? You think of music, you think about jazz music, blues music. Verna loved that.
Verna's close friends say she also loved her children.
Verna made it quite clear. She had three special needs children. And she loved her children so much. Everywhere you see Verna, you would see her children.
Because of the children and their needs, that we'll be doing memorials and fundraisers and lending our support in any way we can to keep them going and to get them a little bit more acclimated to what their responsibility is in terms of her work.
A tribute to Verna Hart is being discussed among collectors and art sellers, possibly a traveling show of her paintings.
Because Verna deserves that exposure because she had those kind of audience all over. So it'll probably be more than one.
Oh, absolutely. I don't even think there's a question about that. The work speaks volume. The work speaks for itself. And the work needs to be seen throughout the country. So I think after the dust is settled, everyone will be looking to come together and do something for Verna.
Verna Hart, an artist, dedicated mother, and lover of jazz. Dead at 58, she will be missed. For the WBGO Journal, I'm Ang Santos in Brooklyn.